It's time for Focus on the Community, a regular program featured on WAKO in which we address and discuss issues affecting the WAKO listening area.
Or the Your Choice organization here in Lawrence County continues its good work, and they've got coming up later on this month a dinner, dance, and silent auction to benefit the program. And with us is one of the board of directors of Your Choice, Jerry Pachalski. Jerry, good to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me out here, Steve. Always a pleasure.
Jerry, before we talk about what you've got coming up later on this month, let's talk about Your Choice. How long has it been around?
Your Choice has been around about 5 years. A group of citizens under the influence of Judge Hopkins got together and decided that drug courts were the thing of the future. It is a cost-effective manner dealing with people with serious problems, serious addiction problems, as an alternative to going to prison. But it is not an easy alternative. Drug court, for some of our participants, is much harder than doing time. And we have had a few people say, no thanks, I'd rather go up the river than go through all of the rigmarole you're going to have us doing here. But drug courts cannot do everything. The money is not there. It is not statutorily available to do all the things that help people transition back into a productive, active life, free of all the influences that they have to get away from if they're going to kick the habit. Some of the things that we do to assist people in maintaining a clean lifestyle is get them out of the environments that they're in. We'll pay deposits to help people get a house away from the influences. You know, when everybody else is doing drugs, you feel kind of like the oddball, and it makes you tend to want to get back in that lifestyle again. When you can't afford the expenses that an employer needs you or expects you to have when you come to report for a job, we'll help with that. We've bought uniforms. We've bought gas cards for people to go back and forth to work, lunch money. We've bought steel-toed boots, work boots, and things like that. These are the things that we help people to transition into that productive lifestyle. The people that are in drug court are chosen not by members of Your Choice. We're just a support group. They are screened by the state's attorney, a group of social workers, the probation officers. They have to be basically people who have shown that, you know, they've made the choice. They're going to kick it. They're going to kick the habit. They're going to get back in the lifestyle. They're not people that just say, oh, yeah, well, I'll try this. They've got to get a job. They've got to maintain certain standards. They are tested frequently, random testing for any substance abuse. They have to participate in support programs like Al-Anon and or Alcoholics Anonymous or other groups like that that will help them kick these habits. In fact, the participants of drug court, sometimes they form their own support group. They do social events together, you know, go bowling and have little lunches and stuff, and kind of share what they're going through. And we it's Your Choice, are working to make sure that this is something that can be done.
Is it just for drug crimes? Is for people like that? Do you have just ordinary, regular criminals, that people that have done something other than that, that want to get back on the straight and narrow?
It is substance abuse related.
Okay.
At this time.
I mentioned you were a member of the board. Who else is on the board of directors?
Okay. Judge Hopkins is the secretary. Gay Kavanaugh is our treasurer. We have Michael Strange, the state's attorney. Lindsay Waldrop, the assistant state's attorney. Judy Hutchinson is a member of our board of directors. Cindra Weiss. We have Robin Cook, who is our social worker, and we have Jennifer Traynor, who is from the probation department, and Judge Mark Shaner. I can't forget him. He is the drug court judge, and he is an active member of this group. If you talk about a work requirement that all of the participants have to fulfill, so many hours of public service, usually Judge Shaner is right there with them, he's working right alongside of him. We've seen him sweat out those Your Choice T-shirts more than once.
So you mentioned that you don't pick the people out. What are the criteria for something like that? I mean, not as you said, not everybody can do it, but it has to be somebody that shows the willingness to want to get their life back on track.
Absolutely, that's where we got our name. They're making a choice. It's their choice. They can kick the habit, or they can go back in the same problems that they've been doing for however long it's been done. First of all, they have to pass some rather rigorous criteria. Most of them have a number of days of sobriety before they're allowed to get into the program. They're showing that they're willing to make that step. You know, I only spent 37 and a half years in social service work, and I know that the one most important thing in anybody breaking a habit is they've got to decide it's best for them, whether it's smoking, whether it's alcohol, whether it's any other habit. You have to make that decision, and those people are pretty much have proven that they're willing to do what they have to do to break the cycle.
Now, you mentioned you've been in existence for 5 years. How many people have gone through the drug court over those 5 years?
We have 7 graduates, and we're very proud of that, because it is not an easy job to go through drug court. Judge Shaner has come up with a little motto. I guess it was in a response to one of the participants saying that, you know, you're always sticking it where the sun don't shine. And so Judge Shaner has, at graduation time, gives a T-shirt to each graduate that says, "Drug Court, where the sun don't shine." And we've had 7, and, you know, If you're a person that comes to social work and says, "Oh, I want to do it because I love people, I really like people, I'm a people person," my advice was always to get a job in a steel mill or a coal mine, because working with people is much harder than working with steel or coal, I'll tell you that. And if you can get 7 graduates, and yeah, we have had a couple that, well, one that relapsed at this time. But if you're batting 6 out of 7 working with people, you're doing just fantastic.
Once they graduate, do you keep track of them?
Oh, yes. We're still a support group. We remind them that Your Choice exists to support them all the way. And if somebody comes back and said, "Well, you know, I'm still clean, I'm still doing what I've got to do, but I've run into some trouble, you know, where I'm tempted to backslide," we can help them, maybe get them to a doctor. A lot of people still don't have access to good medical care. We can help, you know, maybe lend them money, and it would be a loan. It would not be a gift. We can help them maybe settle a bill or something if they've got some indebtedness. Your Choice does not pay off any court fines or fees. We will help. We like to loan people money. Of course, you know, no interest. And we get that repaid, and you know, we've been, the board of directors has worked very hard. We've gotten very, very generous donations from the community. We have we run our fundraiser. Not only do we have the dinner dance, which we think is highly successful, but in the fall we will have a rummage sale. And it's amazing how much money you can make off rummage. And we also sold a lot of pumpkins last year. That was amazing. Jennifer Traynor and I went over and picked up 100 pumpkins. And I wish we'd gotten 200, because they just sold out within about an hour of us opening business for the rummage sale.
Do you plan on expanding the services of drug court in the future?
That is determined by what the drug court sees as its goal in life. There are some things that we would like to do. There is no reason why the Lawrence County Drug Court has to be second to what any other drug court is doing. And it's a basic model, but you're limited by funds, of course. And if we can support Lawrence County having a model that other groups come and and want to follow after, we'll do this. We are helping to sponsor a training class in May that will be held at Lincoln Trail College, where we'll have about, I think they said there'll be about 60 to 70 participants coming from all over this area for some advanced training in how to work with people with substance problems.
Okay, well, you mentioned funding, and you do have events. We mentioned at the outset the upcoming dinner, dance, and silent auction. It's coming up on Saturday the 14th, featuring Dick Shoulders, Big Band, All Stars. Talk a little bit about what you got planned for that evening.
Well, you know, when you try and sell tickets and tell them it's Dick Shoulders Band, you don't know how many people have said, oh my gosh, he was my music teacher over at Bridgeport. Dick has been around for a while, and he has a group primarily of other music teachers, a lot of them people who teach music at the junior colleges and the schools in this area, and they've gotten a 20-piece band. They do that good old-fashioned swing music, and I remember a dear friend, Sam Potts, was a guest at one of our dances, and he pulled me aside, and he said, you know what? This is the kind of music we used to dance to at the USO when I was in the service in the Pacific. And if Sam is listening, Sam, hopefully next time we can see you when you get back on your feet. But we're going to have this at the Bridgeport Grade School, just right off 250. Our program starts at 6 o'clock. We're going to have a catered dinner. We're featuring Mediterranean herbed pork loin and cheddar bacon chicken among the dishes, so there'll be good food to eat. We're having a silent auction, and we've got a wonderful array of gifts. You can look on our Facebook page and see some of the wonderful items that have been donated so far. We're doing that. The tickets are $15 a piece, and we are family friendly. So if you've got a child that's interested in this type of music, that's wonderful. We also this year have decided to bring in two professional dance instructors, and they will be there. If you don't know how to do some of these dances, the Lindy or the Jitterbug or some of these other things, they will put you through your paces. Steve, I know you'd look good out there swinging around. I'll tell you.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. Anyway.
But you'd have fun.
Yes, indeed. You can go to either the dance, dinner and dance, or you can just go to the dinner or the dance?
Yes. For the dinner and dance is $15 and well worth every penny. But if you just want to come and dance, we'll let you in for $5. And if you want to bid on the silent auction, that'll be going out throughout the program. And, you know, we'll be glad to take your bid on that. Last year we had one of the PE classes from VU come over, and they have a dance class over at VU. And some of these younger people came in and were really into this dancing, and they were very good at it, and it was most entertaining to watch them out there cutting the rug.
Now, if you want to get tickets, where can people pick up tickets?
We have tickets available at Crawwall Law, the Chamber of Commerce, Bridgeport City Hall, or you can contact me at 928-1507. I believe that Waco will be selling a couple tickets at their auction this coming weekend. We did last weekend, and that was pretty cool. You can also call the Lawrence County Probation Department at 943-2841 or in Robinson, 618-554-4218, and they will be glad to sell you tickets.
And they'll be available at the door, too.
Yes. We'd kind of like to know in advance because we want to make sure there's enough food available. It's you know, that's always an issue. You certainly wouldn't want to tell somebody that we ran out, but we'll have plenty. We'll have plenty enough.
Well, Jerry, it sounds like the program is really going great guns. Just your thoughts on how things have gone.
Oh, we're doing fine. We're just so impressed by what the community is willing to do. And so many people, let's say, I'll make a donation because this is just a wonderful project. Rather than sending somebody to prison at $30,000 a year easily, we're doing a cost-effective step, saving the taxpayer dollars, and at the same time, we're bringing positive energy back into the community. Participants in the drug court program do a lot of public service. So many times, if there's a fundraiser, if there's an event, if there's a cleanup, you'll see some of our participants doing some of their public service hours there, and that benefits the community. That's a cost saving for the community.
Well, Jerry, much success with the Your Choice organization and also with the upcoming dinner dance and silent auction. And again, much success to the program. And hopefully you'll get to a point where you really won't need it. That would be great, wouldn't it? But much success anyway.
But at the same time, this is bringing another attraction to Lawrence County. You know, we're always going to have this dinner dance as long as we can because it's fun. It's pure fun, and we have brought people from all over the area who are fans of Dick Shoulders to come and dance. And they love it. They dress to the nines, and, you know, the ladies with the long flowing skirts and everything, and they get out there and they really swing around, and they come to Lawrence County and look around and say, hey, this isn't too bad of a place. This is kind of nice. So we're always going to have some kind of a benefit to the community. We see this as just another little thing that makes a small town community what it is. It's the attractiveness of people getting together, doing something for each other.
Again, thanks for being with us on the program.
Hey, thank you for having me.